On the Heart of the Murray 3SH this morning, we are joined, as we are every week, by General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be talking with you again this week.
Now, it's just starting to warm up just a little bit. You got your T-shirt and shorts ready?
I think we've got a little way to go before we're in T-shirts and shorts weather. We only had a frost here last week, which is a bit crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little all over the place at the moment, but hey, good to see the sun coming out and starting to warm up a little bit around the Balranald area. And of course, there's plenty to talk about. And the thing that we will be discussing today is some of the traineeships that the council offers and some of the positions that are now starting to become available. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so I came on board in March of this year, as everyone's aware. And one of the first things I was asked to do by council is to review the organisation structure to make sure we've got the right structure for our services to be delivered to the community. So we've been through that process, and we've set it up now with the new structure, which is starting to be implemented over the next coming months. And in that structure, we've created 5 new trainee positions within council. And these are positions that we've put aside for our youth, for our community, so that we're giving the opportunity for people to get into the workforce and to work their way up. So we've got training administration officers, we've got a apprentice mechanic, trainee water and sewage treatment plant operator, and we've got 2 trainee horticulturists. On top of that, our hostel, the Bidgee Haven Hostel, has had a huge success with trainees in the past. They're going to start running through more trainees again, and we really want to engage with our community. We want the kids, the mums and dads, the schools to engage with us. Now, we're not going to advertise these positions until the end of the school year because we don't want our Year 12 students, Year 11 students stopping before the end of the school year. We want them to go through that process. We're going to be advertising them then, and we want to get our kids on board to give our community a future.
Absolutely, and to keep them all locked in the region as well, because we've been talking the last couple of weeks in regards to all the jobs that have been created for the solar farm development out there as well, and to keep a lot of kids in the, especially in giving opportunities within the council, must be terrific to keep people in the region.
Yeah, it is, and I love the fact that the whole community business industry is getting involved in this. The services club here in Balranald, for example, is putting on trainees. The Euston Club has a program. So it's the larger employers are actively engaging to give the future there for our kids, for our community to grow and stay. And even if they don't stay here in the region and they move on, what better way of giving them a head start in life than to put them through a traineeship?
Absolutely. Now, unfortunately, run out of time, but thank you very much, as per usual, Michael Kitzelman.
Wonderful. Thanks, Chris. You have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you again next week.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman, here on 3SH.